It's HBR, and I'm Dave Lawrence. In the Asia Pacific, we end the work week with an update from Malaysia on the efforts to care for one of the rarest animals on the planet, Iman, the Sumatran rhinoceros. In Malaysian Borneo, officials at the Sabah Wildlife Department and nonprofit Borneo Rhino Alliance have been working around the clock for over a month to save the life of one of the rarest living creatures on the planet. Iman, the Sumatran rhino, began bleeding from a tumor in her uterus in mid-December at the Taban Wildlife Reserve. Experts from around the world have been consulted on how to stop the bleeding, and it was determined that the complex procedure in use of anesthesia was simply too risky. Instead, vets are using non-invasive means to treat her in her indoor night quarters. The solitary, mud-wallow-loving Sumatran rhino is down to just 9 captive animals anywhere in the world. 2 are in Malaysia, the other 7 in neighboring Indonesia. The nonprofit Borneo Rhino Alliance has partnered with the Malaysian government to care for the male and female pair of Sumatran rhinos in Malaysia. We've tried to provide updates on Iman's condition each week, and Dr. John Payne of the Borneo Rhino Alliance just gave us fresh news. Dr. Payne said things are looking a bit brighter after a recent sudden increase in blood loss that happened last Friday. He said the senior vet who cares for Iman, Dr. Zainal Zahari Zainuddin, reported that Iman has spent a month straight in her night quarters now, the longest period for her to be sick since she was captured in the wild in 2014. The doctor noted that since that relapse of excessive bleeding, January 12th, Iman has been slowly improving. He reported that this week she has had both improved appetite and is vocalizing more, which are good signs that we watch for, he said. Since starting her on a 200-gram daily diet of concentrates, Iman has been less lethargic and more alert. While she continues to bleed from the tumor in her uterus, the volume of blood is less and it's mixed with mucus. The critically endangered animal is hand-fed 10 to 12 kilograms of browse from plants in her jungle enclosure, another 6 to 7 kilograms of fruits like mangoes, and 200 grams of horse pellets every day. Poaching and habitat destruction have reduced the wild population of Sumatran rhinos to just a few dozen that are estimated to live in the dense jungle of just one spot in the world, the Waikambas National Park in Indonesia. At our website, Hawaii Public Radio, you can read more, see a current photo, and get a link to watch Iman being fed. But the audio also is a sign that Iman is hopefully on her way to mending. It's member supported Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Dave Lawrence.